You're listening to the Self-Made is a Myth, Make a Difference Together show with your host, Coach Tim Campsall, where we talk with successful business owners to hear the stories of their journeys in building their successful businesses. And more importantly, we recognize the folks who help them excel because we know that achieving business success is not something we can do on our own.
Hello, this is Coach Tim Campsall, and I'm excited to have a fellow business owner from Indiana with us today. Something unique about my guest is that she was born in the U.S. but didn't speak English until the age of five, and now she speaks three languages. In her downtime, she enjoys reading nonfiction books with the purpose of learning and growing and becoming a better version of herself. And she's most proud of having the opportunity to help other speech language pathologists break through the financial ceiling that they're presented with when they're working in the school system. It's my pleasure to welcome Anna to the show today. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I look forward to learning a little bit more about you and sharing that with our audience. So let's start with having you introduce yourself. Tell us your full name and a bit of your personal story, like where you were born and live and about your family and hobbies.
Sure. Thank you. So I was born in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago in the South Side, and I spent there most of my childhood, went to high school there, and then went to off to college, went to university, the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. And at first I wanted to be a teacher, but then I decided to be a speech language pathologist. And after that, after graduation, you have to go to grad school for that. I worked as a speech teacher, that's what we called ourselves, speech pathologists in the school system. And then after that, I decided to create my own business. And that's when everything changed and life got better.
Fantastic. And what about your family?
My family, they are from Mexico. And my mom and dad were both born in Mexico. However, my grandfather came here to the United States in the 1920s. He had five kids. My dad was the other five. So he was born in Mexico because they went back. So they were half of them were American, half of them were Mexican. And but he's been here. My dad has been here since he was 19. And now he is 80 years old. So he's been here in the country for a very long time. And we just get along. There's five of us. I have three brothers, one sister, and we're very, very close. Like, I see them often every time I go visit up north, because they still live in the Chicago area. I spend time with them, and they are so much fun. They're the best.
That's fantastic. My wife's family is originally from Mexico as well, and she's also was born here up in Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. So, Anna, what's a funny story that your family likes to tell about you that you'd be willing to share?
A funny story, and it can be a little scary story. When I was little, I could walk. They share this story a lot. I don't remember this story, but they share it. And my dad, I was really close to my dad. I was daddy's, a little girl, and I wanted to be with him at all times. And he stepped out to go somewhere, and I guess I went to follow him. He didn't lock the door well. I went to follow him, but he was faster because he's, a grown man, and I'm little. And I was little. And so then he disappeared and I got lost, on the street, lost. And luckily nothing happened to me. Some girl found me. She found a little walking. Then I'm little, so I look even smaller.
Yeah.
Always have been. So then she saw a toddler. That's what it seemed to her. She took her home. She took me home. And then she called the cops. The cop had me for a while. My mom, of course, you can only imagine how my parents were.
Yeah.
Like, my little girl disappeared for hours. I was gone for 3 to 4 hours. And so
crazy.
Then they were just, yes, it is. Imagine losing your child. On me, because she went up to, she was a little frantic, went up to the cop car, and she said, knocked on his window and said, have you seen a little girl? This is my daughter. And then he looked at her, and he said, describe her to me. And he did. And then he leaned back and he said, is this your little girl?
Oh.
She's like, yes, that's my yeah. So she was like crying, so happy. Like, they almost lost me.
Wow. That's a great, it's a great story when it turns out well. So tell us, how did the business come about? And at what point did you have the confidence that you could run your own business?
The business, well, at first, I think like many people do, they don't want to rattle the cage too much. They, you know, they're in this one, this box, and may not even think outside of the box. They think, all right, graduation, school, you know, work, marriage, children, and that's your life, right? And that's what I thought my life was going to be like, okay, this is very predictable. But then you get into like the daily life of work and you're not growing anymore. I think that's what happens. Mm. Like, you stop growing. And before that, you're like child, teenager, college, you know, work, you're growing. And then all of a sudden it stops. Mm. And then you're like, what else? Like, there has to be something more than this for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
I hear people say, I can't wait for retirement. And I'm thinking, why are you wishing your life away?
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy life now. Like, no, but when I retire, I can't wait because I'm going to travel. I'm like, but that's 20, 30 years from now. Like, let's enjoy life now. But they couldn't because of the money, right? The lack of that resources.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't wait to start my life in 20 to 30 years. So I need to make a change. And that's when I decided to go independent. And it's very difficult in what I do in my business as an SLP, speech language pathology, in the school system, because it's really rare. Like, nobody does that. Like, a few of us, I mean, there's like a very, very small percentage, like 2%, if that, because you're taught, you go to school, this is your salary,
yes,
this is health insurance, you need it, you need a retirement, your 401k, the 403b in the schools, and then you feel like, I can't live without that. Anxiety also gets in the way. So I thought, no. Like, I need to make a change. I need to go independent. I'm going to risk it, whatever happens. I'm young at the time, it was in my early, my 20s. And so I thought, let's go. This is the time. And I did. So I became an independent contractor. And within a year, I went up to it was like a big jump. Like, I went from at the time I was making 40 grand a year in the school system. Then I went up to 75.
Wow.
Within a year. And then after that, I thought, how else? Now I and I'm here now. What else can I do? How can I make more? Right? Because you have to continue to grow. Because if you don't grow, you die.
Yes.
Right?
Indeed. Yes. So tell us more about your company. What's the name? What do you do? How do you help people?
Okay. I mean, the name of my company when I went independent is called Absolute Therapy. And that's my services that I provide. But now I have, it has grown into more than that, because then years later, I wanted to, because there are different levels of growth, of business growth. And, employee, in my opinion, employee, self-employed, which is what I was, and then business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the freedom starts. Like, yeah, you make more money as a self-employed person, but when you really start enjoying your life and enjoying the freedom of it, is when you become a business owner. And that's where the power is. And that's where you start to help people and change people's lives a lot more than the other two. And so then, as a business owner, now I have employees. But it's the toughest to go into. It's not easy.
Right.
That third step is not easy at all. But that's what I did. I started hiring SLPs and contract. That's what I do. I contract them. I place them in school districts. I call, I make connections with school districts around the Indianapolis area. And now they know who I am. They call me whenever they need an SLP. And I look for that SLP and I connect them and put them together. And so that's one of my tiers of the business. And then once I did that, I was like doing great with that, because now with each employee, just 10 employees, that's gross, $1 million company right there. because each employee is worth 100K in the school system. Mm-hmm. And so then I thought, that's when I decided, how can I help other people do kind of like what I do? And that's when I became a coach. Mm. So that's the other leg of my business that I'm also a coach. I coach SLPs like myself, like I was, and that, you know, as an employee, for them to become empowered and become self-employed. Mm. And also, if they want to, become a business owner. So that's where you start to really change lives and their family and generations to come. And yeah. I've seen that. I coach my clients and I see that change, and they're so much more relaxed, and they have a lot more, they have a lot more money. I mean, they just, yeah. now they can travel and go places and with their children. And so it's very neat. And I want to continue to help SLPs grow in their financial success, you know, for them to be able to have more freedom in their lives, and then start enjoying life now and not wait, not think.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Share a story where someone pushed you or inspired you that you could do it, and maybe even though you didn't think that you could, and the impact that person had on you.
There's so many people, honestly, there's so many people that have helped me along the way, and even like in, you need those people to help you and to guide you and to mentor you. And for me, it started back when I was in college, and I had a great mentor who was amazing. And she was like, you know, she just pushed me and said, this is something that, even like just the speech part, like, you are bilingual. Only 2% of us are bilingual. You know, you should really consider doing this because you'll be helping a lot of people. I'm like, yeah. And so she helped me and found ways to also get into grad school, because grad school is very competitive. And so she helped me find fellowships and 1 year, and then an assistantship another year, which is, that means everything's paid for, because grad schools can get really expensive. So that was my first step. And then later on, it was more other people like you, like, because sometimes you see people that have done it who are doing really well, who are successful, and you see them and think, they can do it, but I can't. Like, they have something special that I don't have.
Right.
That there's something about them that makes them unique. I don't think I have that. But when it's your own colleague, like your own friend who is doing things and going places, that's when you're like, wait a minute. Like, if you can do it, I can do it too. Yeah. You know, you become a little competitive, like friendly competition.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go. That's when I realized too, that you need to be surrounded by people who are like that, who are going places, who have that drive.
Yes.
Because they will get you there. They will motivate you to get you there. Like, whoever you're hanging in, which is, I know, you know, you're very aware of that because we talked about that earlier. But yeah, so that helped me a lot. And then later on, it was me seeking out coaches. I feel like, I know you're a coach too, like, coaches will get you there.
Yeah.
Like, successful people have coaches.
Yes. Yes.
Like, if you want to be successful, you need a coach.
Yes.
Even though, like, even presidents have people guiding them, they have coaches. Yeah. Tony Robbins has his own coach.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So you need someone like a mentor that you're investing in to get you to the next level, because yeah, you can do it yourself, but sometimes we procrastinate.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. We have a few of our clients who just, that's what they said. Hey, Tim, I already know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not going to do it on my own. So it's worth me to hire you to hold me accountable, because now I know I'm going to get it done.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. It's like, you know what your next step is, but you know, I won't do it for whatever reason. I think I have more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than I do. And time is limited. Yeah. You can make more money, but you can't make more time.
Right. Yep.
So use your time.
And to your point earlier, right, we also, you know, because time's limited and we're on this earth for a short period of time, right? We should want to spend that enjoying the fruits of our labors as well. And, right. And not just spend all of our time working.
Right.
So what's been your biggest learning as a business owner?
The biggest for me has been to care less about what people think. That's a big one because
tell me more about that.
Well, for me, like, I have to promote myself, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the best ways I promote myself is through social media. So social media is a powerful tool when it comes to marketing and just letting people know who you are and where to find you. So in order to do that, you need to be out there in the open and talk and say something, have something to say in public for people, other people to see you. Yeah. And that's not easy because you can get shy about that and just a little self-conscious, like, oh, people are looking at me and they're going to say I have this and I have that and I sound dumb when I talk or whatever that is, you know, and they're going to criticize me. Yes, they will. They will. Their trolls are out there.
Yeah.
And if you're at it now, I see it more like if people are criticizing you, that means you're doing something right.
Right. Yeah. I like that phrase of, you know, what other people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah. I love that. I've heard of that one. Yes, I agree. Yes, it's like,
because yes, that fear and anxiety can be paralyzing, mm-hmm. and stop us from doing the things that we need to. This podcast is a good example. When I first launched it, right, my first one was not very good. And I was worried about it, you know, the fact that it wasn't, you know, that I wasn't polished and didn't, you know, I was still learning what I was doing. But my coach encouraged me, just, you know, just start and right, it'll get better as you go.
Yes, you tweak it as you go. Yeah, it's when you start something, it might not look good and it might not be good, but then you learn to tweak it and as you go and it gets better. Yes, I agree 100% for sure.
So we know that business success doesn't happen in isolation. So tell us about a challenge that you had in your business journey and someone who came alongside you and helped you through that.
The challenge that I've had, I think that's a perfect, that for me, the hard, I'm like stuttering here a lot because I'm trying to think here. I am a shy extrovert, right? So again, going back to the putting myself out there, that was really hard. That was really challenging for me. And so when I hired my coach, I hired someone, so I paid someone to help me get through that. Because it was really hard. Like, I didn't want to. And that was my first video. And she's like, make a video, Anna, make a video. You got to start now saying whatever you want. And I want you to post it. I was like, but I don't want to. It's so scary. Like, yeah. Because if you don't, you're not going to start, you know, your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I created my video. And I showed it to her. And she's like, yep, that's a good one. Yeah, share it. And I'm like, hey, it was so painful to press send.
Mm-hmm.
But it was her helping me out. Again, it was like coaches. Coaches are wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because like anyone else, like family, this is what I don't share. Sometimes there was a quote, like, don't share what you're going to do. Just do it. Because sometimes when you share what you're doing, your dreams, yes, even your own family will hold you back. Yep. But it's out of love. Mm-hmm. And it's out of fear as well, because they are putting themselves in your shoes and thinking, well, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yep. Yeah. Like, and it is out of love of wanting to protect us or save us from whatever the negative things that are going to happen. But what, and myself included, right? What we don't realize in the moment is that we're holding people back from becoming the next version of themselves because we're allowing the fear and anxiety or whatever to get in the way. And so understanding that, yeah, there is fear. There is going to be trepidation. There is going to be worry. It's not going to control me, right? It's not going to hold me back. It's not going to prevent me from taking that next step and growing and evolving.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Yeah. So that's what we need to be careful about. Like, cause they mean well,
mm-hmm.
but it's not beneficial. That's why personally, I don't share what my plans to even my family. I love them. Love them dearly. Awesome to hang out with. But they will share why it's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit and ask you to pick three people in your business owner journey that you're most grateful for them being there as part of your business growth. So who are those three people and how they help you?
The three people has been my husband, my daughter, and my mother. My
Awesome.
mother, because she is everything to me. She's the one that has always believed in me, like in terms of like going to school and education, and she just knew that I would be going places. And my husband is supportive on what I do, and he's my biggest cheerleader. Like, oh, do it, go do your thing, you know, which I appreciate. And by my number one, and I'm number one, is my daughter. Let me tell you why. Is Miranda, because she's now about to be three, but she's the one that pushed me from becoming self-employed to business owner. Because she was my why. You need a why, a strong why, in order to get to the next level. And she was my why because my goal was always, if I ever were to have a child, was to be a stay-at-home mom. And I am. I'm a stay-at-home business mom. So I'm with her all day. I'm with her all day from like Monday through Friday. Fridays, just to be honest, I do have a nanny that comes and watches her for one day, but the rest of the week I'm with her being mommy. That's always been important. But the money was the problem. That was my like, well, how do I continue to make money, passive income, and be a stay-at-home mommy? So before she came, you know, before she was in this world, I pushed myself like crazy, like I've never had before, to go from that switch to self-employed to business owner and calling. And it was like crazy. Like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to be a business owner. I'm going to make a lot more money, make money while I'm at home. You know? And so I did. I made it happen because I knew she was coming and I wanted to be there for her.
That's awesome. Wow. So, Anna, as you think about the next 1 to 3 years, what's your number one priority or challenge that you see in achieving your goals?
The num for I think time's always like we have to like work around time. Time has been my challenge. That's number one. Just making sure I manage time well or use time wisely. There you go. Use time wisely because we think we have more time than we really have, but we don't. So using that to work on my business when, because again, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so when I use that time is when she's napping or after she goes to bed or in the morning before she wakes up. So using that time to like move forward. That's my main one challenge that I am facing right now. Second is sometimes I have problems with like the technology.
Yes, don't we
Stuck
all?
on. Yeah, I get stuck on that and like the because right now I have my own course on a certain platform that is not very friendly, like user friendly. And so, oh gosh, like I have VAs that help me, but I need to learn as well so I can do it myself. That paralyzes me too. Like it creates this pause. Like I don't have this done. Like I want to do more, but I can't. And then the other one is that that's the one. The second challenge. The third challenge is making sure that I continue that momentum. Sometimes I you do it, you do it, you do it, and then you're like, you stop.
Yes.
And then and so you have to like continue to, you know, if you want to grow, you have to continue, right? And so just making sure you're even if it's baby steps, continue to do those steps. You know, and sometimes I take breaks. I'm like, you're gonna go where you want to be.
Yeah. You mentioned at the beginning the idea, the concept of we're either growing or we're dying. So yes, when we sometimes we have to take a little bit of a recharge break, but if we stay in that break mode too long, then we actually start falling backwards because we're not continuing to invest in our own growth and development.
Yes, I agree.
So speaking of growth and development, Jim Rohn is a amazing guru, business guru. One of his quotes is that we become the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. So, as you think about that quote, what advice would you have for other business owners who are listening here that are trying to do it all on their own?
For other business owners are doing it on their own. They're just you can do it. I'm not saying that you can't. You can do it. It's going to be harder, a lot more challenging when it's on your own, when it's by yourself. It's kind of like when you're working out, and you can do it on your own. People are very successful doing it, working out on their own. But when they have a coach to tell them this week, this muscle, that week, that muscle, you have that education or, the proper way of how they did it, how they were successful. So it's kind of like you're following someone else's roadmap. Mm. You know, like, why not? You know, why do it yourself when you can use someone else's experience?
Yeah.
You know, so you can be successful. So like I would say, again, I always go back to find a coach. You have to have a coach. Yeah, you need a coach. You need someone that's doing, there are three things I feel like you need. One is a coach. Second is someone that is doing it already and you can like hang out and pick their brain.
Yeah.
And or is doing it with you, someone at your level, so you can do it together and have that friendly competition or motivation. And the third is someone you can help. Mm. You know, like, yes, I'm doing it, but you want to do it, let me help you. Sometimes that helping them and guiding them pushes you.
Yes. One of the things I hear a lot from folks is, well, I don't want to bother somebody else, right? And ask them to have coffee with me or to share their story with me or to answer some of my questions because they're probably busy and they don't have time for me. What would you say to those people who are, you know, stopping themselves from reaching out to, you know, a fellow business owner and, you know, asking them some questions?
And I understand that because I used to be that way too, where you don't want to annoy them or bother them. You feel like you're taking time away from their daily schedule. So I understand that. But like sometimes if it's a lot of the business owners enjoy helping out others, you know, it's a coffee, like go out and ask questions and they can guide you where they can, you know, get more help. I mean, you're not having them coach you every single week. That's a whole different scenario, but you know, people that are successful, they like to help other people.
Yeah.
You know, like people, the ones that like, I was thinking about like the trolls, you know, when you're doing something is never someone that's doing better than you that's going to criticize you.
Right. Yeah.
Never. It's always someone who's behind you, who hasn't done it. And they're like, don't do it. Cause you're going to get hurt in the process. And you know, so, and just thinking about this, going back to the five people, the successful people that you need to hang out, be around. I realized I didn't completely answer that question, but I actually tell that to people, like you really need to be careful who you're surrounded with, you know, because the person, like you could have like four great people, but if you have that one person is like the downer, the Debbie Downer, the, you know, negativity and telling you don't do this and telling you why you shouldn't do it. That person is more likely to bring you down than these four people.
Right, yeah.
Negativity is more powerful than the positivity in that scenario, I feel.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, don't be afraid to ask somebody to have coffee with you. What I've found is that most, let's call it 99% of successful business owners are going to say yes, because they were there too, right? They know what it was like to have questions and to be struggling or to not be able to figure something out. And there is a generosity of, yep, I was there at one point and I'm going to pay it forward.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And that's what I do now. I help others like myself, like, hey, and I put myself out there now. I'm like nationwide. You know, I help other SLPs, okay, because there's such a huge need for what I do now as a coach, that part.
That's very cool. Yeah. So Anna, if we had the people that have helped you on your journey on the show here today, what would you want to say to them?
I would want to say that, thank you. I don't think I would have done it as fast as I have done it myself now, and they have helped me pave my way, and because of that I'm giving it back. I'm giving back by helping others become successful. So I'd say thank you. And I'm trying to pay forward.
I love it. Awesome. Well, Anna, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me and being, I love, being a guest in your show. So this was a lot of fun. I love being in podcast.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Self-Made is a Myth show. Please help spread this movement by liking and subscribing to our show and following us on Facebook and LinkedIn. To join our movement, go to bemadtogether.com. Okay, folks, that's a wrap. Please pay it forward and be sure to tune in next time to the Self-Made is a Myth podcast.